Do you know my favourite sound in the world? No, it isn't the soundtrack to The Amazing Mr. Blunden. That's a very close second. Here's my favourite. That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. Shopify makes it simple for anyone to sell anywhere. They'll help you create your online shop, find new customers and turn that little idea of yours into a fabulous reality. With Shopify, you can do it all from one place. No need to go on any coding or design courses. They'll support you every step of the way. It's how every minute of every day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify, and you can join them. Perhaps you'll set up a shop selling candles, scented like freshly cut grass. Or lavender. No, I know, Brussels sprouts. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Don't just sit there. It's your turn. Start selling with Shopify today. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/Steve, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/Steve and grow your business today.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Thursday, August 11th. 4 days to go. 4 days to go. I'm very excited. You have no idea how excited I can be. Jerry Hall kicks off. This is an odd one. She was the one who apparently served Rupert Murdoch with divorce papers. And now she's asked judges to dismiss the divorce case. I didn't know they'd been together for 6 years. I thought it was about 6 minutes. To be honest. But anyway, she asked the Los Angeles Superior Court to cancel the divorce petition, meaning the case appears to be at an end. The document says the divorce should be dismissed without prejudice, meaning it can be revived. So last night it wasn't clear why she'd filed the dismissal, I bet. I wonder whether his lawyers got onto it and went, right, sweet cheeks, don't mess with Murdoch, you know. And originally, it was claimed that he'd ended the marriage. Then it turned out that she'd ended the marriage. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, he's 195 and she's sort of 66, but looking 90. I mean, if she's only 66, she's an old 66. Let me tell you. I'm looking at the pictures of her and I'm thinking, you look much older than 66. Yes, that's Murdoch. Janet Street Porter. Well, Markle. Slams Helen Skelton. No, she didn't slam her. I saw the programme. She didn't slam her. What she basically said was she thought it was a little bit sad that she's having to sort of find love on a television programme. You know, obviously Helen Skelton, not the brightest penny in the box, and perhaps that's why the marriage split up. But she'd only just given birth to another baby. His relationship went from strength to strength and so dumped her. And so she was... They were talking about it because they were looking at the people who'd been signed up for Strictly, and a motley collection of old has-beens they are. I mean, really. So Helen Skelton was sort of... She sort of signed up for it. And the reason is, it's not because she wants to be a dancer. It's because she wants to find love. And Janet Street Porter quite rightly pointed out, don't be so stupid going on a television programme to find love. Unless you're desperate like Gary Lucy or any of the people who go on Celebs Go Dating. You know how desperate they are. And the reason that, and also that Joe Wicks or whatever, not Joe Wicks, it's Joe Wicks, Pete Wicks. This is the third time he's been on it. And the reason he's not going to find anybody is because he's not very pleasant. It's as simple as that. You know, if you can't find somebody in the real world, my God, you're desperate. And of course, we know the truth is that they're just doing it for a fee. That's it. Helen Skelton's doing it for a fee. All this baloney, nearly said a rude word, they just say anything to get into the newspapers. You know, trying to find love on a television programme means, you know, as Janet Street Porter says, you know, Helen Skelton, a bit shallow. You don't go on a television programme, love. What, haven't you got any friends? God, how lonely you must be. Michelle Collins is married to Mike Davidson, best known for playing Cindy Beale. And luckily, Ian Beale turned up as well, I believe. So we had the complete family. She's 60. Her boyfriend is Mike Davidson, now husband. I've known Michelle Collins for donkey's years. Seriously, donkey's years. We go back long. It's always amazing, actually, whenever I see things in the papers, you know, all the people that I've known over the years, and then you see them again and you go, it's like every time somebody bumps into Biggins, they'll always say, oh, I know Steve Allen. You go, oh, do send him my love. And because we've known each other for 40 years. I mean, I can't believe it myself. Very, very showbiz we are. Very showbiz. What was I going to say the other day? Oh, yeah, I'll tell you about it on the programme. You'll have to move on. Gerard Peake is Shakira's ex. He's 35. He's dating secretly, obviously not secret anymore, a PR student who works for him, who's 23. What is it about these people who want to, you know... I mean, she's a PR student who works for him and he's bedding her. I don't like that idea at all. But it's nothing to do with me. I couldn't care less. It's just all these people parade their love lives in front of everybody, on the television, in the newspapers. They sell stories. It's like there was another bimbo from Love Island and they were sort of saying, oh, she's now seeing somebody. And you think, I don't care, dear. I really, really don't care. I know you probably think that people are interested in your shallow existences, but they're not. You have no talent. You know, they go, oh, so-and-so is going to be the richest one out of Love Island. I couldn't care less. Go and live in your big mansion, dear, and be exactly the same as Gemma Collins. Very lonely. She's in the paper today. They go, she's a multi-millionaireess now. I thought, yeah, but also desperately sad. Desperately sad. And she goes, I may have been this, may have been that, but now I'm the richest one. I'm having the last laugh because I was building up my business empire. There is no business empire. There is no business empire. It's a case of they're just giving her jobs like, can you advertise crisps? Very unwise. And loads of other things. Condoms. I mean, seriously. You only have to look at her to realise condoms don't even come into it. You don't need to worry about these sort of things. But they seem to think that we're interested in their shallow lives. I can remember vividly, you know, when we had sort of Arge, when he was probably going through his early drug phases and all the rest, when he finishes with Gemma, God knows how they ever went out together, I mean, out of the frying pan, as they say, and she stands there and she undoes her sort of bathing robe and she's got these huge thighs and she goes, you're not getting any more of this, any of this candy. And I remember thinking, no, dear, the reason he's ditched you is because he's had it and he certainly didn't want it again. So then poor old shallow Gemma had to go back out with some bloke she went out with ages and ages ago. Actress Olivia Wilde wins the New York custody battle with her ex, Jason... Is it Sudeikis? Sudeikis. I don't know who he is. He'd wanted his two children with Olivia to go and live with him. And the judge said no. And... it's a shame, isn't it, when they have to bring kids into it, all of these things. And again, it plays out in the media. So Olivia and Jason have got two kids, 8-year-old Otis, named after a lift company, and 5-year-old daughter Daisy, named after a flower shop.
That's the sound of a heart stopping, and hearts can stop when you least expect it. While getting ready for the school run, playing sport, even in the middle of a podcast. You see, heart muscle diseases can be inherited across generations. Faulty genes can affect the young and seemingly fit. Millions of people live with that fear every day. But imagine if there was a cure. The good news is that the British Heart Foundation are funding groundbreaking research to turn this fear into hope. They're awarding a grant of £30 million to Cure Heart, a global team of the brightest researchers with one shared vision, finding a game-changing cure to stop these diseases from stopping hearts. So please, show your support and search Cure Heart to find out how the British Heart Foundation are turning science fiction into reality.
Kylie Jenner is 25. The billionaire gets well wishes. She's so rich now. She's almost as rich as the Beckhams, who were putting out some baloney about a year ago that they're worth £700-800 million. Nowhere near. I mean, I don't know whether last time she flogged a dress, but I'm assuming it was a while ago. Dave doesn't do anything at all. I mean, he really doesn't appear to have a job. And Brooklyn makes sandwiches at a very expensive price. The Simpsons showrunner Matt Selman reveals season 34... will reveal how they can predict the future. I never got into The Simpsons. I just cannot get it at all. I don't know what it is for me. It just doesn't interest me in the slightest. It really doesn't. I remember a friend of mine when it first came over here going, oh, you'd love The Simpsons, Steve. It's fab. And I went, no, it just doesn't do it for me. It really doesn't. But there again, my business. You know, I don't push my thoughts down. You know, keep your nose out, beaky, curtain twitcher. Coronation Street's Vicky Entwistle slams acting industry and announces she's quitting the profession. She played Janice Battersby And she's announced she's quitting acting over a lack of respect. I mean, she was on the hit soap for 14 years. And it's all over. She says, I've had a few Zoom auditions. Half of me thinks I'm lucky. The other half thinks, you know. And the trouble is, I hate to say this, but 90% of Equity members are unemployed at any one time. It is the business. I mean, she was very lucky. She had 14 years on a soap. 14 years. That is not bad. The moment you leave or they drop you or they decide, and I can't remember what the story was about going, but anyway, it's a case of you leave it and then you suddenly realise, as I've said to the people who've left EastEnders before, and I've told them to their faces, once you leave the security of the lot with the PRs and the agencies within EastEnders, you're screwed. Because you've got no work. Nobody's going to touch you with a barge pole. It's very few people actually managed to make it. That's why Last of the Summer Wine was so good, because they used actors and actresses who were sort of a bit older than other people, but they were top of their profession. And that, yeah, Hilda Ogden was on it. And you know, and you forgot she was Hilda Ogden. She just became another character in it. It was wonderful. So Vicky Entwistle, she's blaming all her troubles for her menopause. She left after 14 years because she accepted an invitation to travel around the world with Trevor, her lodger. She was the wife of Layabout Les, and he's also another one who didn't do anything after he'd left the series, Toya and Leanne. And then she appeared in Holby City in 2019. But the trouble is, it's once it finishes, it's kind of different. I mean, I've spoken to really, really big actors in the past who you would think are still working, and they go, in fact, I think about it all the time, because I'll see somebody in a film, like we were watching Beautiful Thing. Well, I wasn't, not with the producer, but I mean separately. And we were finding out where the cast were. And out of the two boys, one of them is still an actor. The other one, does he sell carpets? Sorry? Cars. Whatever it is, you think to yourself, that's how difficult it is to survive in that business. And that, yet still the theatre schools are turning out hundreds and hundreds of kids who think, you know, I've got a job in a soap and I'm going to be a big star and all the rest of it. You can count the big stars on one hand. It's a tough business. Very, very tough. Strangely, Steve Martin has said he may retire from acting after Only Murders in the Building. He says, I don't want to do cameos. This is it, weirdly. So, you know, in between him and all these other people, it's very difficult. It's very, you know, and I have a lot of sympathy for them. But the trouble is, what they do is they all appear. You know, you go into a soap, then they sell a story about, oh, I'm going to leave and I'm going to do this. And they all think they're going to be big stars, and it doesn't happen. And it's a case of once you've sort of basically bitten the hand that feeds, you're stuck, because they're going to go, we don't want you back. We don't want you back. We don't have storylines for you. That's the trouble with soap. It's fickle. So that's why for Vicky Entwistle to get 14 years was a bloody miracle. Really a miracle. Shawn Mendes looks refreshed as he focuses on therapy after cancelling his tour. He's only 24 and already is in therapy at 24 years old. Gosh, I mean, all I just do is surgery. Much better. Idris Elba showing off his biceps. I do that, actually. Ooh, biceps. Yeah, I don't want to do it now. I don't want to embarrass people. Ahead of his appearance on The Daily Show. We don't know what that is. It's another one of the many, many shows over there in America. I loved it. They were showing a thing on YouTube. Was it YouTube or something else the other day? With that James Corden turns up for his show in America and it's an Ant and Dec prank. And they don't let him in. And all the rest of it. He goes, look, that's my picture up there. And the bloke on the gate is being fed his advice in the earpiece. No, do you not like him? Isn't it funny? I think he's really good. He's very good. When he did the Tonys and stuff like that, he's really good. You should watch him. Well, what is it you don't like? Is it because you see, like, he was rude to you? Oh, God, honestly, I do my best with him, but what can you do? Britney Spears blasts her ex, Kevin Federline. Well, he's a talentless little nobody, isn't he? And we like Britney Spears. She's doing a dance in her gym. Sorry, not in her gym, it's in her garage gym. Because the Beckhams apparently have got that as well, the show-off family of all show-offs. Ben Affleck is moving into Jennifer Lopez's £28 million Bel Air mansion after a massive renovation. That must be quite nice. Yes, you can come and sleep in my bed with me, because now we're married after so long. But just remember, it's my house. You know, if I don't like you, I'll kick you out again, OK? That's the way it goes in America.
Summer vibes are kicking in, but what's the plan when it's all happening? Do you dress to impress and hit the town? Or roll to the beach where it's all going down? Do you head for the park, pitch or court, in search of fresh goals, a new summer sport? Can you do it all, or must you choose? Festival lineups or block party crews? You know what? There's a secret for that. Get set to search for where it's all at. To make the most of all summer brings, grab a Red Bull. It gives you wings. To join all the acts for the best summer ever, visit redbull.co.uk/summer.
And Dean Gaffney, God blimey, set to return to the jungle. The trouble is he's 44 now, but he still thinks he's sort of 20s. Bit embarrassing, really, isn't it? And I remember somebody saying he's Mr. Teeny Tiny. What is it, this obsession that people keep writing about these sort of things? Best known for playing Robbie Jackson in Albert Square. No chance of going back. Yes, in fact, he's only known for that. And he's reportedly set to return to I'm a Celebrity, the All-Star series, which I think is being done in South Africa, I think in the Kruger National Park. And according to insiders, Matt Willis is set to fly out there and a few other people as well. That dreadful Gillian McKeith, ghastly Gillian McKeith, and Sean Ryder are thought to be going out, together with Mylene Klass and Paul Burrell. I mean, God in heaven, honestly. That's all it is now, isn't it? It's reality shows. Thank God we don't have reality radio. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Yeah, I mean, well, I'm sort of reality radio, aren't I? I'm sort of showbiz legend. But Bonnie Lithgow wrote to me, and she's been friends, or she was friends, with Olivia Newton-John for 45 years. She said nobody will ever know just how fabulous she really was. And I thought, actually, we do know, because everybody who's ever written about her have said, what a lovely, lovely, lovely person. And I only met her the once. I can hardly claim to be a friend, but Bonnie Lithgow knew her for 45 years and said, I knew that it was going downhill. And she said, and I shall miss her desperately. But that's the good thing about having photographs and images and television programmes and recordings and stuff like that. So even after I've long gone, you can listen back and download all my podcasts. So I could be around for years. Ha ha! That'll teach you. Yeah, you thought I'd gone. I haven't. They'll be playing that bit back. You thought I'd gone, but I hadn't. Because that's the advantage. I mean, if you've just got a normal job, you don't have that sort of global kind of thing that goes with it. I mean, I must have about 7,000 podcasts. Easily 7,000, I would think. So, as I say, if I sort of drop... Only joking. Sorry. A little bit of acting there, just in case. Yeah, I should have finished there, actually, and we should have just gone to the break if we thought. But that would be cruel. They did that once on a magic show on the television, and it was so funny because he finished up and it's called a cremation. And what it is, it's you lie on a table, they put a box over the top, and then they set it on fire. And then all of a sudden the box falls apart and there's a skeleton. And they did that on Simon Drake's magic show on the television. And then they just went to the credits. They didn't do anything else. They had two magicians on this morning. Unfortunately, Josie Gibson's a bit overexcitable. Next stop for her, the Jewellery Channel. Oh, I can't believe you're doing another magic trick for me. So they did, you know, coin in bottle, which I didn't think they were going to do. I thought they were going to do something else. And then they did something else, and I can't remember what it was. And Josie Gibson got, I can't believe that. I was holding that then 1 minute, and then all of a sudden it comes something else. And Craig Doyle was doing his usual fake act. It's all a bit bizarre, actually, there at the moment. I'm always tempted to say, bring back Gordon Kay, but only with a haircut, please. He looks so much better with a haircut. Not Gordon Kay, Vernon Kay. Gordon Kay, that would be a trick. Now, there's somebody I knew as well. Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow, Friday. I've got hospital tomorrow. I knew there was something. They always send you a reminder. Don't forget you've got a... I was tempted to phone up and say... Because they say, if you know anybody who's got COVID, then don't come into hospital. I was tempted to say, I think I know somebody who's got COVID. Can't have everything, can you? Can't have everything. But anyway, have a lovely, lovely day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.